The pre-game interview.
But AFLW season launch is taking place in Club Chin Chin, and sneaking away is their coach, Dan Lowther, and he's standing next to our own Jason Doherty. Jase.
Yes, he is, Kingy, and he wants to get back there because he's having a great little time in Chin Chin too. We were just talking off-air, Dan. It was a great concept by the club to be able to do that, and what a better venue than Chin Chin on a match day for the girls.
Yeah, when we first heard that we were having our season launch here, everyone was like saying Chin Chin has to be the destination, so the club had no choice, but no, it's been brilliant. What a place to watch the footy, and for our girls to get their season started. It's been brilliant.
A bit more expectation now too. Good finish to the season, obviously, last year. And I think the club and the community, and there's a bit of expectation around the girls now for this season.
Yeah, I think a little bit. Like, over the last couple of years, we've shown signs of improving, which is great. So I think the expectation for us is to continue to show signs that we're getting better. No guarantee to get to where we got to last season, clearly, but you know, we've had a really strong start to our off-season and pre-season, so, you know, for us to be competitive again, that's really important. So I'm optimistic that will be the case.
Dan, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time as always. Announced the leadership group during the week. We weren't shocked that Meg McDonald, you got the best captain in the competition, was the skipper again, but you elevated Becky Webster to a vice-captaincy role and brought Amy McDonald into the leadership group as well.
Yeah, I think there was an overwhelming push from the playing group to get Amy in after her last three or four seasons as a player and her success on field, and she's starting to now mature off field too with the broader playing group. So it was a no-brainer to get her involved and squeeze her for all her knowledge around how she goes about her game. And Becky, again, she's just, you know, her role last year as a running defender and the care and the standard she has for the group. You know, she's a leader in the making. Clearly she's in the group and she's a vice-captain for the future. And the way her and Meg and Nina work is exceptional. So really excited to see how she goes this year.
Neil, he wanted me to ask about the renovations that are taking place out the back. A bit of money being spent that's going to improve the facilities for the women's program here at the GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah, we're lucky, aren't we? We're lucky to have a boss and a board that want to make sure that we've got everything we need to be the best on field. And, you know, to be able to share the football department with the lads and for the girls to have their own space as well is important, and you know, it's important for their future and their on-field success, so we're very lucky.
Before I throw you to Nealty, because he's just been able to duck back into the box, just want to ask you just the health of the group. Is there anybody that you won't be able to consider match sim or practice match wise as you lead into round one against Melbourne in 4 weeks' time?
Oh, look, we're trying to manage a couple of players at the moment, but all in all, we're probably in the best position we've been in my time as coach in regards to our access to the whole list. So, you know, we've got match practice and match scrimmage underway at the moment too. So there's a few niggles here and there, but nothing that's holding us back.
G'day, Dan. Nealty, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey, I have it on good authority, and I hope this is right because the authority's pretty close, is that there's been quite a significant increase in the volume of training from seasons gone. Can you explain that to us, please?
Your mail's right, yeah. So we've got Adam Larkham in, who's our US and C head. So we found last year that we were starting games really strongly but fading as the game went on. And the back end of our season, we kind of found a new, I suppose, motivation playing at the end of the year. But, you know, the pre-season, the load and the Ks that we're clocking and the high-speed meters, the metrics around mechanical work, it's all gone through the roof. So it's for us to have a bit of longevity for the season, and hopefully in games we could be stronger towards the back end.
Hey, mate, so that's the focus from a strength and conditioning point of view, and thank you for that. I suppose now, when we come and watch your team play, and we're looking at this, you know, we might be able to see, yep, they can run the games out. From a footy point of view, what's a couple of things that you believe that we'll see that develop further than what they did last year?
Well, we want to be able to use the whole ground, mate. That's one of those battles that we want, you know, take away from playing AFLW, where it's just a bit of a take territory type game and go forwards. We're going to try and utilise the whole ground. So the football balancing out with our Western Sea and speed is really important. So look to see us maybe utilising more space on the ground.
Dan, I'll throw it back down to Jase down there. Not sure whether Birchie had a question that she wanted to fire away at Dan before we let you go.
The nature of the AFLW competition, as it's still building, is that there's quite a bit of turnover at the end of each season and you add new players to your list. Who can we look out for in this coming season that you've added? Chantel Mason, obviously being one of the ones that's a local player, and she came through the Falcons program.
Yeah, Shawnee's been really good since joining us through the draft, so look out for her. But we've also got Kate Kenny from Ireland who's come over, and she's setting a few little records on field too for us as well. So we're hopeful that those girls produce for us as we go along.
And what is it about the Irish? They've got that hard edge to them, that's for sure. I noticed in the immersion program I did here last year, they're great to watch. Is that a real asset that you look for when you look at recruiting over there?
Yeah, well, they're all big, they're all mature, they're all fast, and they're all strong. So all the things that we love about our game, they kind of capture it from their junior footy and back home in Ireland. So, you know, they grasp our game very quickly, but they're really tough, which we love.
Appreciate your time, Dan. Well done on what you've achieved so far with the group, but we're really looking forward to season 2024 and, of course, krockfootball.live bringing you all the home games starting with August 31 against the Demons on a Saturday night. Good luck for the rest of pre-season, and we'll see you in 4 weeks.
No worries. Thanks, lads.
Dean Lowther joining us on KROQ Footy. Great to have a chat to the coach of the Cats AFLW lineup.
The pre-game interview.